It's an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Sign up now for a full furnace tune-up or save with rebates on a whole house Carrier furnace system for the fall by visiting cncheat.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Good afternoon and welcome to the bonus edition of the Inside Outside Guys, an education hour that you want to pay close attention to because, I hate to say it, Chuck, it's going to get cold and colder and colder, and people want to make sure that their furnace system is working properly.
Cold is a four-letter word, but, you know, you and I really stress that people have a good plumber and a good mechanical company and have the phone number and have a relationship with them, so the next hour is going to give them a chance to do that.
We're going to be spending the next hour with CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, one of the original companies in Southeast Michigan doing this. Knew a lot of my uncles, I guarantee you. We're going to talk to Jim Corian and his daughter, Dana Heidel, for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. And, of course, we've got the head of the program here, Jim Corian, who's the owner, and Dana Heidel, who is his general manager. And can we say that you guys are directly related?
Yep, I am his daughter.
That's a good thing, right?
Yes, yes. We're very fortunate. We work very well together. So
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome to me.
That is
definitely family business.
So a little background. Here's the thing. We're kind of introducing you to our audience, and the more they know you, the more they come to trust you and feel confident in what you can do for them, the better for everybody, because we feel good about referring you. So a little background. How did CNC get started? What's the history?
The company got started in 1948 by my father, Roger Corian, and his brother, Joe Corian, and they were partners for about 25 years together. And after 25 years, my uncle retired, my cousins had left the business, and my dad and my brother and my mom and a couple employees were working together in the mid-70s, and then unfortunately, my dad passed away at a young age. And at that point in time, I was working as a sales rep in the heating cooling industry and elected to come back. And ever since then, it's been just a great run for the last 45 years.
You know, it says something about you that family is so integrated into the business, and now with your daughter. I mean, that just speaks volumes about how you see people and how you treat people.
Yes, and unfortunately for us, I am the last of the second generation here, and Dana becomes part of the third generation.
I like that.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the crazy story about my dad's beginning to coming to the business. When my dad, he went to Adrian College, got his degree, and my grandpa, on the day of his graduation, said, I want you to make one promise to me, and that was to not come back to the family business. He did not want my dad to come back to the family business, and because he knew how hard it is, you know, he wanted him to do more corporate. When my grandpa passed away young, at 53 years old, you know, it was my uncle who was in his 20s and my grandma and one other employee, so there was three people. And my dad broke his promise, came back to help out, but we've been able to grow in this business ever since.
So it's 12 hours a day. You can't get rid of him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He loves it. It's my dad's passion. He loves this business. He loves our employees. And, you know, he takes much pride in it because, you know, it's that family legacy that we hold.
Well, you should.
Yeah.
Jim, you know my family history name.
Yes, I do.
Calverley Supply, Calverley Heating and Cooling, and you knew.
Yes.
Did you know my grandfather, William Calverley?
No, I did not.
Okay, you knew my Uncle Mike.
Yes,
you probably
yes,
knew
exactly.
A couple of
yep.
my uncles, Dick
right.
and Bob, in the business. And I was the one where my father said, do you want to get in the business? And I said, no, I didn't want to stay in this business. And I think we both made great decisions, and I'm sure both of our fathers are very proud of us for the decisions we made.
Yeah, I always wonder if my dad is looking down from heaven saying, is that the right decision, you know?
Look
yeah.
at your daughter. Look how happy she is. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about.
My grandma, she said to us multiple times that my grandpa's smiling, in heaven. So, he's very proud of what, we've accomplished and what my dad have done. And,
I like that.
So, since that time, you've made such a huge name. I mean, how big is the building we're sitting in right now?
It's about 12,000 square feet.
And how big was the building you started in?
We started in about 1,500 square feet. So
okay. Maybe in a garage, too. So many people start in a garage. And this is why these kind of businesses are family businesses.
And these walls are bulging. You guys are all growing.
You're right.
Yeah.
For sure.
We are. It's in our plan. So we just got to, make a decision and decide what to do. But, we're definitely outgrowing it.
So what can CNC do for our listeners? What kind of things do you do?
So we are we specialize in residential heating and cooling. So we come out to our customers' homes. We do furnace and air conditioner replacements, maintenance, and service. That's what we specialize in. And we know our niche. We know what we're good at, and that's what we stick to.
And you're successful. A lot of companies in your position do residential and commercial, and you guys are totally doing residential, and you're obviously growing and doing it right. The proof's in the pudding by being here. Furnace and AC repair. Let's talk maintenance. Going into the winter time, what's your advice for people going into the cold weather?
First of all, you should have your furnace checked. Any furnace that's over 5-7 years should be checked annually, just to make sure it's clean, it's working properly, the venting's working properly, got a clean filter in place, and ready for the season.
Okay, Chuck and I get a lot of emails, and the emails are asking, what's the best brand of furnace? And our pat answer is, feel free to tell if it's wrong, a lot of the ones that go down the same assembly line and then get a different thing put on our different
edges
at the end of the thing. But we always defer to the installing contractor and the warranty. Yep. Those are the two most important. A company like yours that is obviously so successful, you're going to get the best, the equipment that you guys feel most comfortable about that's going to take care of your clients. Fair to say? And what is that? What kind of equipment do you like to...
We are a Carrier dealer, and we always say the most important day of the life of a furnace is the day it's installed. And so, the brand is very, we love Carrier because of the technology it provides our customers. They have different product lines for any budget. So, if you're looking just for a standard up to a premium system, they have multiple different options that we can provide you. And then they also have great rebate programs for our customers. So, right now they have our Cool Cash program that we're running, and you can save up to $1,500 off a Carrier heating and cooling system.
And can we assume then that CNC works with the manufacturer, with Carrier, with regard to warranty issues or problems that...
They're part of our team. We consider our vendors part of our team. And, they're on our side, and they take care of our customers just the same way that we do. And that's why we team with vendors that do provide the same quality of service that our company does.
I like that. And Ken alluded to something that we think is really important. You have the opportunity. You could use any brand you want, right?
Yes, we are independent contractor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you choose to use Carrier, and you're not going to do that if they fail, if you have problems with them.
We have switched lines because of quality control issues. We're as much as, we team up with someone when we see that there's a problem and they're not addressing it. There is, which has happened. We pivot. Yeah, we have to. That's, our name is built on quality, and we can't provide that same quality of service if there's some kind of issue. So we team up with the best brands in the industry to provide our customers with the best products and comfort that we can.
Excellent. Hey, we're going to go to break. We get back, we want to talk about a question we just got. I'm going to read on here when we get back, is how to properly size someone's system for their home. Stick around with more from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Sign up now for a full furnace tune-up Or save with rebates on a whole house Carrier furnace system for the fall by visiting cncheat.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got the two head honchos of the company here. We've got Jim Corian, the owner, and Dana Hoddle, his general manager. We're going to skip the daughter thing. You're either a good general manager or you're not, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, we got an email. I want you guys to talk on this. I'm replacing my 16-year-old air conditioner, 2.5-ton train, with a 3-ton train XR13 SEER. My house is one level, 2,400 square feet, with high ceilings. Question, 16 SEER is $1,300 more. Is it worth it? That makes sense. So they're going from a 13 to a 16. 2,400 square feet. Can you speak to that?
First of all, yes, the efficiency of the air conditioner, for every SEER point you go up in efficiency, your operating costs go down approximately 8%. So if you go from a 13 SEER rating to a 16 SEER rating, your operating cost goes down about 24% approximately,
okay,
of your electric bill. And just knowing that, make sure that that the system is running properly, but it'll do a great cooling job accordingly.
So there's some other factors you want to take into account. So how long are you going to be in your home? So is the length of time that you're going to be there going to help out?
Payback over time with the
electricity. With those higher efficiency systems, there comes extra benefits. So just the noise that condenser can make, the level of it.
16-year-old one's definitely going to make more noise.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have systems right now that my husband just installed a new system at my dad's house.
while he was
on vacation. We didn't tell him. The first thing that you noticed was really the sound of the condensing unit. So we put a modulating high efficiency condenser outside, and you cannot hear it. So, you know, this is obviously a higher SEER, larger. It is in physical size, larger system, but he can't hear it while you're outside. So just if you have a patio that you're going to be sitting next to, that sound quality can, you know, just affect your lifestyle. And then the other factor is just the comfort in your home. So depending on how much you run it, but that does factor into the ton.
And so, that was part of our answer, if you're comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, Chuck and I always say comfort's the most important
thing. Is that $1,300 going to be, you know, that difference? You're going to be more comfortable in your home, it's definitely worth it. So,
are you hearing anything with regard to people installing higher efficiency furnaces than they had in that same home and then reacting to maybe the velocity of the air coming out of the supply registers or additional noise because of that?
Ironically, that's funny. We have customers, when we put in that new high efficiency system, they're like, I don't think it's working. And they're like, I don't hear it turning on. Well,
that's the
point is that you don't hear it, that it's continually running and that it's running at a low speed. So you're not going to hear that big blast of air coming through that you're normally used to. And then we have those modulating systems that can.
The modulating system will, for example, in the furnaces will have 70 steps of heat. So as low as 30% capacity, modulating all the way up to 100%. Then like a system that we just put in our home, we have 5 steps of cooling. And also lowest cooling capacity, about 35%. And then it goes up in 15% increments from that point.
So if you had that mild day, that 40-degree day, it's going to be running at that low stage most of the day. Low 80 day that your air conditioner is just going to be running at that low stage.
So you're moving the air like Ken and I tell people to do all the time, right?
Yes, continually putting that air through the filter. Your air is going to be filtrated more
cleaner
because it's constantly circulating. just a lot of benefits to it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, you spoke about cleaner air. You guys also will retrofit into an existing furnace some of the new air cleaners, the filters, the four filters system. I don't want to say a brand name. I want to make sure you had the same one.
Yeah.
The UV light, stuff like that.
Yes. Yep. Yep. We do that all the time.
When COVID hit, that was so popular. We had constantly asking us about those. And those are really beneficial, especially if anyone has any allergies.
Honestly, if they do like a lot of cooking in the home and they have some odors, like that helps take those out. Just keeping your investment on your furnace and your air conditioner, you're putting almost like an insurance policy because you're filtrating your air more. So your system should run longer. It should be.
Well, you mentioned cooking, and somebody who does a lot of cooking has a lot of humidity. And Chuck and I are always telling people one of the best things you can do for your home is air seal that house. Get it tight. But that kind of brings us back to you, because if they're going to air seal that house and there's humidity, it's got to be the right amount of humidity. Moving that air is obviously proper, but talk about that when it comes to humidity, because for a long time it really wasn't an issue.
Well, in the Detroit market, because the days that we get our high humidity of 90 degrees, we also get 90% relative humidity. So the nice thing, either about two-stage air conditioners or those modulating systems, is we're dehumidifying greater. And also, if you buy like an Infinity system, the thermostat can actually do an override and go to humidity versus temperature. So if the humidity is way out of sync, all of a sudden we're going to overcool the system to dehumidify and get rid of the moisture.
That's huge. I mean, for a system inside your house, that could save someone so many health issues over time with that system.
Absolutely. And understand, in Michigan, approximately the electricity you use, about two-thirds of that energy is actually used for dehumidification, and then about one-third for dropping the temperature. So understand what climate we do have here in Michigan.
Because a more humid house is going to be a warmer house. If your house is properly has proper humidity, your house is going to be warmer and more comfortable, correct?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. All good stuff to think about. And that comes to moving that air constantly. What about your service area? I know you're located here in Southeast Michigan, but whereabouts do exactly you guys go?
We always say we go Ann Arbor East. So Ann Arbor to the lake. Our main service area is Macomb County, Oakland County, and then some. We've purchased companies over in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw. So
how important is it that people have a company like CNC come in and check their furnace out before the weather does turn?
We say it's vital. You know, and that's not necessarily it's once a year, have it done. Have your furnace checked. Check all the major components in there. You know, you have, just like a car, there's moving parts that need to be checked. And, we recommend doing that yearly.
What kind of failure will people have? What do you see?
Blower motor, small car part components. So,
we were thinking, as hot as it was this year, the blower motors probably have been working overtime, haven't they?
Well, most people don't realize that your blower motor is part of your cooling system.
Exactly.
That helps push the air around the. So that's working year round for you. So you want to make sure that those parts are checked and working correctly for the season.
So when you're doing a furnace clean and check, a vital part of that system is distributing the air with that blower motor. Can you retrofit more efficient blower motors to older furnaces?
Yeah, we can. So you're probably the better one to speak on that.
Yes, we can. But most people only elect to do that when they have a blower motor that's already failed. You know what I'm saying? So it's not an item that we see people coming back and doing it just for the electricity savings. There is an electricity savings of about maybe $75 to $100 a year to a consumer with a high-efficiency blower motor. But all the new furnaces do come equipped with those. For about 2 or 3 years now.
So. Okay, hey, I'm guessing there's nowhere near as many supply chain issues here at CNC. We're going to talk about that when we get back from break. Also, the people that come out to the house themselves, the certifications that they have, and how they get to be called a CNC technician. Okay, we're going to continue this conversation with Jim Corian and Dana Hottie. Hold trouble, sorry, from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, only on AM 760 WJR.
Let's just redo
that. Yeah. Yeah. I look down at 100.
It's like...
Oh, man. Go ahead. Ready?
Go ahead.
From which part, though?
So we're going to continue this to the next segment.
We're going to continue this conversation with CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, talk about certifications, who comes out to your house, and how do they get to earn the right to come out to your house with Jim Corian and Daniel Hoddle on AM 760 WJR.
Say Dana Hoddle.
Hoddle. Dana Hoddle. You know what? I'm going to write it.
Like a bottle with an H.
Yeah.
Hoddle.
See, now I can do it that way. Hoddle.
Yeah.
I got to always do it.
Just say Dana Hoddle.
Dana Hoddle. I got it. Hey, stick around with more from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. We're going to talk about your technicians, what gives them the right, how they get to be a technician for CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Stick around more with Jim Corian and Dana Hoddle right here on AM 760 WJR.
Back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Before we went to break, Ken mentioned certification and training. How important is that to CNC, and how do you guys handle that internally with your people?
Sure. So we do ongoing technical and communication training with all of our technicians. We have a field supervisor for both our install and service department that actually go in the field with our technicians. So if they have an issue or something that they can't figure out, they're available to go out and help out our guys in the field. So they have that extra hand available, not just calling another technician in the field, which a lot of companies do. Or like on an installation job, the installers run into some kind of issue. Our field supervisor will, you know, that's the first thing he does is go out there and, you know, can advise our installers on what to do, what's code, make sure that we can do things properly. And then we have, you know, technical training from our manufacturers, and then we utilize technical schools down in Arkansas that you know, help our technicians build a solid foundation. So when they go out to the home, our goal is that our technicians, when they go out to a home, they feel comfortable, because if they can feel comfortable and confident in what they're doing, they're going to provide that five-star service that we want to do every single time.
Just go back 10 years and the technology that has changed in these systems in just 10 years, your guys have to keep up with that. So
yeah.
Continued education is so very important, is it not?
Yeah, technology changes really every year. We see another step of technology change. And going back to what Dana was just saying also, most of our employees really went to a tech school before, a community college. Some went to Ferris State program, but most have all, 90% of our people that walk in the door that in the field operation have already completed some sort of program.
I like that. And Dana, you are obviously representative of the fact that this is not just a male industry.
No, not at all. And, you know, we're always looking for good people to join our team. And, you know, I'm actually a part of a Women in Nexar group who helps advocate for women in the trades. And, you know, that's a big thing that's coming up is, you know, we need people to join our team. And this is a great industry to join. It has so much potential. There's constant work year-round. And if you're looking for a career that can provide a great quality of life to you and your family, this is a great trade to join.
We're never going to have houses without furnaces and air conditioners and water heaters.
Well, and let's talk about all three of those can go like that. And let's say it's January and I wake up in the morning shivering my tail off. I give you guys a call.
Worse than that, your wife is shivering her tail off.
Absolutely, yes. Get it, yes. What's the process if I give you guys a call there?
We get someone out as soon as we can. So our goal is to have someone out to the home within 24 hours, whether it be for someone to provide an estimate for a new system or to provide that service that you may need to fix your system. And our goal is to get someone out there as soon as we can, because we know time is vital. Time is, you know, of the essence in those situations.
Now, Jim, you say you have service contracts. Let's talk about service contracts. And I want to ask how many of those customers that have service contracts you guys get a call from in January? I'm guessing very, very, very few.
Yeah, it becomes very few. That's the reason why we do those cleaning checks and maintenance appointments during the fall season. Try to get everything wrapped up by early December. Sometimes we're running till January. But once again, if the people have maintained their equipment over the last few years, the breakage rate just becomes lower and lower. That's when they don't end up with a no heat situation or no cool situation.
And with the $99 to come out and I mean, who that's what do you call it, loss leader? I mean, you guys don't make money on that, but what you're trying to do is show those people how dependable you are, how good of a company you are. You put your sticker on there, and when they have an issue, they call you. But that maintenance program, there's no reason not to do that, or at least get the clean and check.
I agree. Makes sense?
Yeah, sounds great.
I like that what Jim just said. There's a far lower incidence of things breaking down when CNC regularly looks at your equipment. That just makes sense. I love it.
So a month and a half, 2 months ago, I had an issue with my air conditioner. All of a sudden, my thermometer, thermostat wasn't working. And it was a special thermostat. I told you about this, Chuck, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I came here. Maybe I spoke to Eric.
Yeah.
What a great guy. I mean, if he is what people see when they come in or meet, when they come in to get parts, you guys have a winner there. I think he called Texas. He called Florida, somewhere out west. After about a half an hour, he finally found the part for me right here in Roseville and was able to get it for me, took it home, and took care of it. And he took great care of me. And I just want to give him props because that's obviously, if I knew nothing about CNC before I walked in, I wouldn't look anywhere else. He was great.
He came in the studio that weekend raving about you guys based on that interaction. And at the end of the day, it's a people business, right?
It is. It's totally. And, you know, it's a relationship business. You know, we're here to serve our customers and serve our employees. That's what we're here to do. And, you know, we want to provide a five-star experience on every interaction that you have with us. So that's our goal.
That's a great goal. So energy efficiency, man, people have had that beat into their heads over the last several years. Is there a genuine benefit to buyers in comfort and savings with high energy equipment, high energy efficiency equipment?
It goes back to, you know, when our project managers come out to the home to provide an estimate, they do a lifestyle check with that homeowner. So it goes back to how long are you going to be in the home? Are you going to get that ROI out of that furnace? But along with those high efficiency systems, there's other benefits like comfort. You know, if you have a modulating system, your home's going to be more comfortable. So, you know, there's different factors that go into account when we come out to the home to provide that estimate, and they will create the system that best fits your lifestyle when they come out to do that. So that's what we want to do.
And all the things that we can talk about, price included, the most important thing to homeowners, tell me if I'm wrong, is comfort. It's not about being too hot. It's not about being too cold. Chuck being able to sit down in his Barker lounger while his wife's outside mowing the lawn.
Enjoying
a good day of football on a Saturday. So let's talk about, you know, the ROI, because we get a lot of the questions, 80%, you know, 96%, 97%. And the way Chuck and I describe it is, for an 80%, tell me if we're right here, for an 80% furnace, basically every time it's on, 20% is going up the chimney.
That's absolutely correct.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly how we describe it as well.
So would you guys put a high efficiency 96? What's the highest they have now? What's the
really
percentage?
97 is the highest.
97?
So somewhere between 95, 96, and 97% efficiency. But by using a 97%, you're only throwing away 3% of that energy.
Right.
So there's about 18% savings between using an 80% furnace versus using a 97%. And we still pull out a lot of old 70% efficiency furnaces in neighborhoods that have never been upgraded.
Yeah.
I see so many coming out, going through the scrapyard in the back of the property. I go, wow. So those people with those old 70% are truly saving 30, 35% of their energy.
The next one you tear out, take a picture. We'll put it on the Facebook.
Oh. Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of the young buyers have no clue. I mean, the exhaust pipes on those things, the chimneys, you know, because they were so wasteful, were huge.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, when you see a chimney of 7 or 8 inches and you realize how much air is being drawn through the house and infiltrating, okay, and infiltration is where you leak the air through the front side of the house going up the chimney accordingly.
Ken and I talk in the past when I was a kid, all the birds in January were sitting on top of your furnace exhaust chimney. That was the warmest place in the United States in January.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Then they become carbon monoxide poisoned and fall down into
Yep. But there still are some homes, most of them probably smaller homes, where you'll still put an 80% efficient furnace
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Right? We still sell hundreds and hundreds of 80%ers. In our local market, like we're located in Roseville and Warren Market, we sell so many 80% furnaces. But obviously, once again, the bigger the home, the more usage, gas usage, so bigger the dollar savings. Percentage is always the same. Dollars are different.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Dollars are different. I like that.
Stick around. We're going to continue to talk about how important these maintenance and cleaning checks programs are. Some special discounts. We're going to talk financing, service area. Stick around with more from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning with owners Jim Corian and Dana Hoddle right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Sign up now for a full furnace tune-up or save with rebates on a whole house Carrier furnace system for the fall by visiting cncheat.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
With owner Jim Corian and Dana Hoddle, we appreciate you guys being with us. What kind of a sense of urgency is there for people to call you and get on your calendar?
Well, you know, right now is the time that we start revving up for fall, and we right now are scheduling our furnace tune-ups, and we're scheduling, you know, furnace and air conditioner installation, so people are ready for that winter weather that's coming, unfortunately, pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
You mentioned you have separate install divisions and service divisions. How important is that to people that they know that you have people that are trained to do nothing but provide service?
I think it's vital that you have people that know what they're going into every single day. They know their expectations. They know what they're supposed to do every day. And when they come in, they're going to do a great job for you.
And obviously, the service trucks are equipped so that we can repair about 95% of the jobs right off our service truck with our what we call our warehouse and wheels.
Yeah, so we have over, 1,000 parts on every one of our service vehicles. So we can take care of you at that spot at the time of service. What we do not want is our technician having to come back and do a repair. We want to do it when we come out there and we can get you going at that time of service.
And let me just, as a homeowner, I've been there where the technician comes out, says, I need this part, let me call the office, they're going to order it, they leave, and then you get a call 6 hours later, you know. Well, we're going to have that part, but we can't get it to you till tomorrow morning. Can you be there again? It's like, wait, this shouldn't go this way.
Yeah, so we equip all our vehicles with, you know, manufacturer parts that, you know, we service on a regular basis that we or see.
You tend to know what's
Yeah, and fail. we change it regularly. Like our field supervisor will say, hey, I'm noticing that we're picking up on this part. Our guys, you know, we need to stock it, so we'll order it on the fly and make sure that our trucks have those parts equipped so they can do the job at that time.
And then the parts that we might not have on the truck, we also have a large warehouse here, a parts warehouse, and we can get the next portion of parts right out of our own shop.
And it's because
they got Eric in it.
Well, yeah, they got Eric. There you go. But you have a big place. You have a lot of volume. You buy a lot of equipment, and those people take care of you.
Right.
Obviously. So going into the fall, we want to make people aware that, let's say I'm at home, and I know over the last couple of years I've needed a new furnace. I just don't have the money in my account. How can you help those people out?
Sure. So we have multiple financing options, from anything from, you know, same as cash options up to 18 months, to we partner with the Michigan Saves program.
It's
an amazing program, which offers 120 months for, so you can do low monthly payments. I think it's 4% interest rate. It's unbelievable. Great program. You can save money on your utility bills while you pay off, you know, your system. So,
and they also help more low-income people out, do they not? The Michigan Saves programs as well.
Yeah, I believe they're
So, yeah.
The credit rating that you have is you know,
it goes all the way down to a 600 credit grade.
Yeah, so it's a great.
Basically, there's an extra 0.75%, but not much. But there's something for everybody.
Look, yeah. But people need that. Okay, I mean, I grew up in a home with my mom and us kids, and I remember a time. Luckily, you know, she called an uncle back then. Yeah. But if she didn't have the uncle to call, what would we have done? You know, right. So people need those options. And 18 months, same as cash. We say this all the time. I don't care how much money you have in the bank, you should take advantage of that.
Yeah. Absolutely. How about special discounts? Any rebate programs going on in this economy?
So carriers offering right now, I think till like mid-November, they had their Cool Cash program that they're running, and you can save up to $1,500 on a carrier high efficiency system. But they have rebate programs on different different furnace air conditioners that we offer, and you can save money right now with that. It's a great program to take advantage of. I always recommend people, if you're looking to purchase, do it in the fall and the spring. It's a great time to buy.
How about the utility companies? Are they doing any rebates to clients?
They also have their efficiency rebates that they offer for high efficiency systems. I believe they go up to like $500 depending on
what you do.
And the different utilities have different programs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So right now they can get 0% interest financing and they can get a $1,500 credit as well. Now's a great time to buy a Carrier furnace, isn't it?
Yeah. I think I see where Dana was coming from there. So how far out are you guys on a new install on the calendar?
We have 10 installation crews right now. So we can do something within a couple days of you calling. So we're pretty flexible. And that's why we do have a high volume of installation crews, so we can get that next day installed.
You haven't used those two four-letter words, supply chain. That's not an issue for a company like CNC
It has not been a supply chain problem whatsoever in 2022. We thought going into the summer we were going to be short, but there was very few holes whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, we're large enough where our manufacturer does definitely take special care of us.
Question, because you've been doing this so long, I want to stress to people, Chuck and I talk about this, how important it is, especially for furnaces, that people don't try to DIY issues with different. You laugh, but because
I laugh because I am so old.
Yeah. How old are you, Chuck?
212. We used to be able to do that. I mean, I was a builder, and I would work on furnaces. They actually offered to grandfather our builder's licenses with furnace repair. Do you remember that, Jim?
No, I don't remember that. And I didn't know that was
a long time ago. Yeah. But long story short, I've told Ken, I wouldn't touch a new high-end furnace or air conditioner or anything today. Even with my experience, I wouldn't touch it.
But we used to also be able to work on our cars. Can't do that anymore either. You open up the technology today's, and it has to be a professional, and you have to have certain equipment to even look at these new products.
Yeah, once again, with the new meters and all the new stuff that you have to have today is definitely, and that goes back to that ongoing training and keeping up to date day in or every 6 months or so, our guys going over the new technology with our field staff.
Well, I mean, we have a, you know, parts counter that we offer to sell parts over the counter, and over the last 15 years, my dad would come to me and be like, we're no longer selling gas valves over the counter because we had a customer come in and install it backwards.
Right.
Or, you know, like just major components that people can't install on their own. So you have to have a licensed contractor come out and do those things. So you make sure that you are safe. Your home is safe, you know.
Those are life and death issues.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
We had a circuit board a couple of years ago. Somebody bought a circuit board. Obviously, more of a universal product today, and had all the limits jumped out, making the furnace totally unsafe.
My goodness.
Yeah. Turned out to be a great question, partner.
Yeah.
Wow. That is scary stuff. So people want to schedule that clean and check, at the very least, immediately with you. And if they suspect bigger problems, would a technician... Your technicians aren't going to go out and lie to people. They're afraid of cleaning checks. We've had listeners say that. Oh, my gosh, if they come out here, all they're going to do is tell me my furnace needs to be replaced. That's not the case with you. You don't need that business, do you?
No. And, you know, we've created a name for ourselves because we are an ethical sound company.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do it by... ripping people off. Our goal is to provide, you know, a great relationship with you. So when, you know, when that time comes, you feel comfortable choosing us.
Yeah.
But, you know, all of our technicians are trained. You know, they show you what's wrong if there is an issue. So you can choose what's best for you. We give you options. So it's not just, you know, you need to do this. This is what do you want to do? What's best for you at this point in time?
There is a point in time sometimes if you have a major expense on a 20-year-old furnace, what do we do?
Right.
Okay. So then the option is we repair it today or do we replace it?
Well, winter's coming. We all know that. And if you want to make sure your furnace performs right, your whole system performs right, and you live Ann Arbor East, you want to check out CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. We've had a great time talking to Jim Corian and Daniel Hoddle, the owners here at CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. We appreciate you guys coming out with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Great time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
taking care of our listeners. Thank you. Right? Hey, you've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys during the week, theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.